drop, drop. Keep a screaming for more. Dragon wise, boy, oh, and dragon wise. Wise, boy, oh, and dragon wise.
Brian, your ears might have been burning because we were talking about you on the break, and the guys in the studio made a point to tell me that we want to thank you on air and live for making a lager. Emil was really stressing that. He was kind of surprised that more of the microbreweries don't make a lager, so thank you for that. That was an Emil note.
It's kind of, it's a cleaner beer when it finishes, and we do two lagers. We do a light lager, and then we do this CN. But there are quite a few breweries that are finally starting to break into that market, in the Arizona market, for sure.
So one more time where we can get the CN beer and Old Ellsworth Brewing Company beer in general.
So the only beer that we distribute right now, and it's our first distributed beer, is this beer, the Arizona Farm Bureau collaboration, the CN. It's at Total Wine and More all over the valley. If you want any other samples of our flavors, you have to come all the way out to Queen Creek.
And as well we should, because you've got a great brewery there, you've got great beer, and I would encourage anyone that once is out in that area to go.
And have you been to Queen Creek lately? It's like everything else. It ain't all out there anymore. It is grown up.
It's grown up.
It's not like you're going through these miles of farm crops before you get there. Sure, you still see them here and there as you're driving, but there's not this big separation of city anymore.
It's a cool place.
And we've got Old Ellsworth now, so it's even cooler.
Right.
So thanks, Brian, again for joining. And Emil, you were talking about the complexities of a blend. Now, why?
Well, you have to have some kind of an understanding of how flavors of different wines will work together when you make a blend. And at the college, the students will, and I can tell you exactly how this wine was made, even though I wasn't there when it happened. Different students created their own blends of wine based on what they thought would go together the best. And then there was a general tasting where everybody tasted and then voted for which blend was the best.
Wow.
And that's how the Centennial Red came about. And it has some very diverse grapes, really interesting. Tempranillo, Refosco, Carignan, Sangiovese, Tannat, and Cab Sauv. But I think the blend works absolutely wonderfully, and it is just typical of the wonderful wines that the Southwest Wine Center puts out.
So they put a lot of heart and soul into this.
They did, and a lot of work and a lot of thought.
And a beautiful label that's celebrating Arizona Farm Bureau's 100 years in existence. And, you know, you don't have to be an Aggie like Emil to be a member. It's only $59 a year if you're a non-Ag member. Our Aggies, they voted on themselves to pay more. So if you're a farmer, you pay $142 a year, or in Yuma and Maricopa County, it's $180 a year. But it's very nominal fee, and we've got the majority of our members are actually not in production agriculture. So we have a lot of love from our Arizona families.
Well, and I would say that if you want to meet some of the most wonderful people on the planet, you want to be a member of the Farm Bureau. Not, as you said, not just because you're a farmer, but because the people who are members are the backbone of America, and they are the highest quality people that you could possibly meet.
That's why I hang out with them.
Right.
Now, Julie, why would an urban family want to join Arizona Farm Bureau?
Well, to that point, certainly because they want to hang out with some amazing people, our Arizona farmers and ranchers, but you do get benefits. You do have a lot of our insurance benefit, entertainment benefit, all sorts of, you know, you get some perks from joining, including some communications and a newsletter and all that stuff.
Well, we've mentioned Sanderson Ford a lot, partner of Rosie on the House, big partner of Arizona Farm Bureau. I mean, they even have family members that are, you know, in the agricultural production. But it's $60 a year to be a Farm Bureau member. If you buy a vehicle from Sanderson Ford, they knock $500 off your ticket price.
That's
so right there.
Perk,
there's a $440 savings just by being a Farm Bureau member if you're going to buy a car this year.
Yes, and we have a lot of local benefits too. So if you're out visiting some of our farms that you can actually go, like you're in the Cochise County area in Wilcox, and you go to Apple Annie's, which, by the way, they had a huge fall festival celebration because last month was what our direct market farmers do during that time. And a lot of times, if they know you're a member, you get a discount. So there's a lot of discount perks. That's not why I'm a member. I drink the champagne. I drink the wine if I'm going to promote it. But I absolutely love it. I have parents that have been members of Arizona Farm Bureau for 45 years. So it's kind of all in the family.
But I think the number one benefit for a city person, an urban person, to be a member is what they can learn from being a member. A lot of people in the city are so disconnected from what makes this country run and successful that Farm Bureau is a great place to make that up.
And we'll give you a lot of love. We love our Arizona families.
Yeah.
You're hired.
He is hired. We're going to keep him.